Who's the bitch now, bitches?
What's my name, bitch?
I'm Rick James, bitch.
Hey, bitches.
Hug it out, bitch.
Y'all crazy, bitch.
You, bitch.
Today's Bitch for Mitch, devoting to trying to get out of a ticket. Because, Mitch, you've got a tollway violation from the state of Illinois.
Here, take a look.
Yeah, let me just to refresh your memory, we talked about this. Mitch violated the same toll on two different occasions, two different trips, one June 10th, one June 15th.
And these are football
the same
camps. My son went to football camps, and I knew one of them that I blew through. I, honest to God, didn't know
the others.
But, Joe,
it's the same one. It's the same toll.
And he blew through it both directions.
Both trips a month apart, not just one day going back and forth.
Yeah, I know. It sounds fishy. It does.
It just sounds stupid.
It sounds stupid.
It's not fishy because it's right there on paper. I mean, you did it.
I think it's just a setup.
I don't know how you pay the other ones you might encounter, but this one, for some reason, you have a problem with just blowing through. I don't get it.
But I'm
on two different trips.
Here's the thing. I would never, if you guys know me, even though I'm fairly generous with my money, especially over the bar, I'm not stupid enough to pay these now because the fine, like, quadruplifies more than that.
It did. Well, Mitch missed it was a $1.90 toll. One was $2.80. I'm sorry. So there's one different one. Four of the five are the same. $1.90 toll. You get a fine of $20 for not paying each of them.
That's crazy. That's
so
like a thousand.
You've got a bill of $110.
It's not a thousand.
1,000% markup.
1,000% markup. Okay. Here's my question.
Or close to it.
Because you're going to now call the state of Illinois or whoever this is.
There's a number on here.
Yeah, I understand. Yep. What's your game plan?
My game plan is to try to get this sucker knocked down in half.
No. I know that. But what's your game plan to get it knocked down? Like, what is your ruse? What is your excuse?
Do you
want to,
what's your reasoning?
What's your plan?
The only thing I came up with, if I sound like a foreigner and I'm hang on now, you guys. if I sound like I'm a little bit new, maybe
new to our country.
Yes,
new to driving. New to what?
Just new. If you sound
what kind of foreigner? Have you thought about what foreigner you're
going to be? Can we hear a little foreigner voice?
Are you going to be Russian, Mexican?
I don't know. I'm going to have to see. Whatever comes out. I'm not a big ventriloquist with different
ventriloquist
ethnic voices.
Is when you throw your voice. Impersonations?
Yes.
Is that what you're
I'm not great
at. Impressionist?
Impressionist.
A Schwarzenegger type voice?
Yeah,
what are you thinking?
Arnold,
I'll be back.
Grab my hand.
I think I can be German.
German.
I'll be German today.
Because I'm sure some clerk in Illinois is going to want to let some German citizen
you're thinking,
off.
You're thinking because you're new to the country, you don't know the toll system.
God. I think if he answers and he works with me and I can get through to him, I think I can get this down. Let's just check it out.
What's your end goal? What's the result that you're going to be happy with?
I'd like to get 50% knocked off of this. From $110 down to $50 or $55 would be my end goal.
You're willing to pay some fine, not just pay the original tolls, but pay some fine, some penalty on top of that.
I know I have to. Man, I can't believe I did this.
Are you going to play the nice character or are you going to be the pissed off character?
I have to.
This is an outrage.
I can't believe it.
You cannot make me pay this money.
Are you crazy?
I don't know what voice I'm doing right now.
Are you crazy?
I don't know what that is.
I do not pay this.
This is going to go south so fast.
Well, let's try it.
I can't wait.
All right.
I can't wait.
We're going to literally dial them up next. All right. Yep. It's Joe and Borna. Okay. It's 102.9 The Hog.
Road Hog Traffic.
All right, Lana, thank you. It is Bitch to Mitch. Mitch, you're currently on hold with the Illinois Tollway people right now?
I am right now on hold.
So we can't call them through the station because we legally can't have them on the voice.
His or her voice
on the station.
All we're going to have
is Mitch's side.
If he gets connected, is we'll hear what Mitch is saying. So I'm intrigued just to hear the one-sided conversation.
I will try to make it.
Is that the accent?
No, that's not the voice you're going to use, is it?
I think I'm just going to be this half German and half Italian. I don't know what it is. It sounds German.
You sound like Lodka from Taxi.
Yeah, that's it.
Andy
Thank
Kaufman
you very,
right
very much.
Thank you very much.
Yes, that's close. That's a close one. I'm on hold. So if we get connected, let us know when you're connected, then
it's all
for
you.
Sure.
So let us know when she comes on.
Right.
So
we'll let you guys know.
We got that because we can't have her on, so this will be funny. I just love the accent. a commercial on there.
Yeah. Using goes to matters because finds diversity. Yeah. Oh my
How God. Long do you think you can hold the accent for this conversation, Joe?
My prediction is the accent will come and go throughout the conversation. Right. Like he'll forget that he's
going to. I'm going to try to do this right.
Okay. You're still on hold.
You still
are
on hold?
Are we going to sit here and wait this whole time?
I got it. Go.
You're on?
Go.
You're on.
Hello. I was wondering if I could talk about the thing I got in the mail, a ticket of a tollway violation. It is, my name is Mitchell Paget. Some people say Paget, but it is Paget.
Okay. Nobody says Paget.
I am not. I don't, although I do buy lottery tickets in Illinois, I don't often come that way. But the thing with this violation is I took my boy to a football camp. Now, football, not soccer football, but God. The real, you know, football, American football. And we went to the University of Valparaiso. It is in Indiana.
She doesn't.
But I did not know, and I know this, you probably heard this song and dance before. I must have been talking with my son. I did not know that I went through, blow through the tollway. Do you blow?
I can hear her.
And I am not,
you can hear
I am not lying with you,
there.
And I will not lie to you.
She doesn't care. She's.
But see the. Yes.
It's a woman.
And the reason I call is because I know a guy who did. Blow through the tollway, but I think he do it on purpose. And he say you call this number to get a fair shake. Maybe the fine come down in price.
That is not the way.
And I was wondering, does that happen? Can we work something deal?
I love when he gets to the broken English. Can we?
He's holding it fairly.
But
okay.
I didn't get this until. The first of the month.
It is hard for him to deal with us talking right about him as he's doing this and concentrating on the conversation.
I know. I did. One of them I was passing by as I saw it, but I wasn't in the way to get over safely. But my wife.
I'm trying to not look at him because I'm afraid he's going to crack up looking at us, even though there's no way this is going to work. Mitch, this is Mitch trying
to get out of a
fine.
I got that.
Look, he lost his accent right there.
It was $10 and 40 cents, and then it's now $110.
No, dude, you can't go in and out like that.
That was bad. You lost it there.
Oh, that was terrible.
Can you put a supervisor on who can try to get this down a little bit?
No, we don't have
my
time.
My wife is so angry with me that I...
Please, Lord. We can't...
It's weird. You can kind of hear her a little bit. She's been very polite.
She hasn't hung up on him yet at the very least.
I do have the money, but I just don't... It just seems like it's so much more than it was in the
it's back.
Payment,
back.
Which I pay on time, you know.
The accent just fades in and out the whole time. I don't know how she's keeping a straight face. See, there, he's out of it. Mitch, you got to do a much better job.
I know, I got it. Is there a way, do you have boyfriend or husband?
Oh, no. Did not just go
so
there.
So you have no husband right now.
Oh, what if her
boy, husband... Boy, because I'm...
What if...
Because you know how when you married, you get in trouble for things?
Oh, no. Only you get in trouble.
I got this violation for the Illinois Tollway, and I had my friend, he took me to stripper club. And so I got in two big deals with my wife. In like a month, is there any way? Can even just knock $20 off for me?
She's going to lose her. She's going to lose her patience with him at some point here. There's no way she's going to keep dealing with him.
There's no way.
No, there's no way.
It sounds like she's still sticking to script, though. The strip club thing didn't faze her at all.
I can't tell. I think she probably deals with so many idiots.
We got to watch the tolls.
on a daily.
Even though I'm angry. I'm angry at myself too. I'm not mad at you, but I also don't like the Chicago Cubs or the Chicago Bears too.
That'll work.
Green Bay Packers fan.
Yeah, tell them you hate their city.
So everything together is making me. It makes me like salty about not salty like you taste, but salty like it's salty.
Tell
yeah,
her
like
hate,
upset salty.
Tell her you hate deep dish pizza, Mitch.
But I can tell you this. I'm going to tell you something right now. What's your name? What is
Havana? Oh, my.
I love, and that is a nice name. I'm going to tell you out of this whole thing, you have been very pleasant because I seem like I was very angry and now not so much. You have a...
oh, my well, God.
Just hang up.
Well,
I'm going to hang up, and I will not say this is naughty. You have a sexy voice too, then Havana.
Oh my Lord! I can't even.
I get the payment. I get the payment, and thank you. I'm out. I got to go. Peace.
Just hang up.
I will. I say peace out.
She doesn't care.
Bye.
Oh my Lord.
Bye. Thank you.
Are you off now? Oh my Lord.
I didn't
Lord.
Get a
she,
break.
Did she like the sexy voice comment? I was trying to listen there.
She seemed pleasant and she was happy. Her husband passed away.
What a shock.
Why would you
ask a total stranger that you're trying to get to do something for you, a question that he could have been killed in a car accident last week.
You're setting yourself up for the unknown. I wish if she would have said, I have no boyfriend or husband, I would have said, would you like to go out to what is a good steakhouse in Chicago? And
she would have said, I thought your wife is already angry
maybe,
with you.
Or maybe that ticket gets torn up and gets disappeared.
I say you have to speak in that accent for the rest of the program today.
Man, I'll tell you what, this ticket didn't get whittled down, though.
What a shock.
Well, what do you mean, what a shock? A lot of people
were terrible. That was the worst attempt at getting out of a ticket I've ever heard.
I enjoyed it, though.
It was fun for me, though.
That was fun. Hi, the hog.
Hey, is this the call-in line?
Yeah, what do you got, man?
Talk to Mitch. Well, they're talking about his fine, and it's not...
negotiable.
Yeah, it's not $20 for a $1.90 fine, is it right? But it is. It makes sense. I want to make him feel better. Mitch to Mitch. My name's Mitch, too. And I've blown the fines a couple of times myself. But the $1.90 is to pay for the roads. The $20 is to pay for all they have to do to enforce it. The cameras, the paperwork, the...
Me, I don't like what you say, Mitch. I don't like what you say at all.
Well, it should make you feel better, and your German accent sucks.
It does suck.
Well, thank you.
It's the worst.
Thank you, ass pipe.
Hi, the hog. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
That was funny.
Yeah?
Thank you, sir.
You drive the tollways, you go down there, you got 7 days after the day you went through to pay it online.
Right, you could have done that.
Anytime you travel down there, you can just, if you think you missed the toll, you go to the website, punch in your license plate number, and it'll tell you if you missed them.
Yeah, you know what? I don't travel down that way. I do travel there, but Borna drives most of the time. I screwed this up. Plus, I hid it from Debbie Sue, and then I didn't pay.
Yeah, he got a letter in the mail, and he still didn't pay.
Well, I did that a couple years back where I just blew through his walls. They sent me pictures of my truck and my license plate.
Oh, yeah. He's got picture
he's got
of this.
It's right here.
He's got a picture of his car.
All right. Well, you don't make me feel no better. Hang up on him.
Bye.
All right, 414-799-1029. Did you get out of a ticket? It doesn't have to be toll tickets, any kind of ticket. Citation? Did you fare better than Mitch in convincing them to reverse your fine and reduce your fine? We want to hear about it. 414-799-1029. It's Bitch to Mitch.
What the hell? What the hell is this?
Joe and Borna. Milwaukee's 1029. The Hog.
All right, hi, The Hog. It's Bitch to Mitch. Did you get out of a ticket?
Yeah, I ran up a bill of some $4,200 with that tollway people down there.
And it took about a year and a half, but I took them all the way through a hearing and an appeal for that hearing and got it all the way down to $775.
Oh, so you only had to pay him $775. Huh. I got to ask you, how did it get to $4,200?
Well, I work as a delivery guy, and I thought I had a license on my car to blow through them things. So I drove and blew through them, and in the meantime, I moved. They don't forward address at all. So I was blowing through a bunch of them until the mail finally caught up with me.
$4,200. That is,
that's a lot of tolls, man.
If we had any award to give you, any kind of a dumbass type award, which we might start, Borna, we might start a dumbass award program.
We might.
But you got it down to $700. Did you pay the $700 in one swoop?
No, they give you a payment plan. You got like 18-month payment plan once you get through. But it takes about a year and a half. You go through a hearing and then an appeal to that hearing, and you dropped it all the way down.
For me, $110 wouldn't be worth that much. Thanks, brother.
Thanks.
Man. Okay.
Hi, the hog. Did you get out of your ticket?
I didn't get out of one, per se, but I was helping a buddy move, and we went through Illinois, and I got a speeding ticket, and I just didn't pay it. And they send threatening letters saying I have a warrant, and I just stay out of Illinois, and there's nothing they can do.
So as long as you don't go back to Illinois, to Fibland...
You're good.
You're good?
Yeah.
I thought there was some kind of... Maybe it's just for, like, drunk driving, DUIs and stuff, that you can cross borders...
Extradition program between neighboring states here.
But for speeding tickets, your golden. Have you been to Illinois since the speeding ticket?
Nope.
Yeah.
All right, stay away, brother.
I'd stay away. And don't get pulled over there. Okay, hi, the hog. How'd you get out of your ticket?
What's that?
How'd you get out of your ticket?
Oh, well, I used to travel the country a lot, and to get out of tolls, I'd always put my tailgate down on my truck, and it actually hides your license plate. So really the cameras can't get anything on you besides your truck because I didn't have a front license plate either.
All right, so if you don't have a front plate, all you pickup truck drivers, if you put your tailgate down, they can't see you. They can't see your plate.
They can't.
Oh, that's a good one to know.
That's pretty good.
I don't have a pickup, but I may get one.
That's pretty good.
All right, crafty, my friend, crafty.
Thanks for the call. Hi, the hog. It's Bitch to Mitch. Did you get out of your ticket?
No, we did not. Actually, so basically what happened was that one of my buddies and I went on a road trip down to Florida, went through Illinois, all the different states that had all the I-passes and whatever Florida has.
Yep.
And then they ended up totaling up to over $500 in tickets.
And they got popped, or they got notified.
Oh yeah, they got multi-state notifications that they went through all these different tollways, and they all ended up into over $500 in tolls.
But again, if you don't go back to those states, are you okay? As long, like, if I don't go back to Illinois ever, like,
if you don't, are you thinking about not paying this?
No, I'm gonna pay it because I'm sure sometime I'm gonna be there for a concert or something. But But did your buddy pay the ticket?
Yeah, he ended up paying the ticket. He paid it like a month and a half late, though.
Yeah, $500.
$500.
How about that guy, $4,200?
Thanks for the call, man. Back off, bitches. At ease, bitch. You feel a little bit better, Mitch? At least yours is $110 versus $500.
Yeah.
$700 that we heard, that was $4,200 before.
I got mixed up on this one. If I would have done something within 7 days, I could have gotten some kind of reduction is what I am getting.
I say still don't pay it.
Well, then what if I'm driving and we're all three in my car going to a concert and I get pulled over?
Yeah.
So what?
And, well, I get arrested, but you guys are walking.
Sure.
Or Ubering.
I don't care. It's fine.
I will pay this ticket.
I want to see how high we can get this thing to go. Like that dude who's up over $1,000 or whatever. I think that would be great.
And then have another phone call. Each time you get a notice, that German guy, the German pageant can
then
come back.
Then I will get angry. Oh, you haven't seen anything yet.
$1,000 I cannot afford.
You want $1 million?
My children cannot eat.
Havana.
I'm new to this country. I have no money.
Havana, I know your husband is no longer with us.
Oh.
I will take you out And I will wine and dine you and make sweet love to you if you get this ticket down.
Bribery, yes.
Have you heard of 5 o'clock steakhouse?
Are you worthy? Are you worthy?
But they have the worst accent.
Well, terrible. Come on. Okay, I'm going to ask you guys. Do you think she bought it or not?
No, she didn't buy it.
Well, you don't think so?
She hung up and went, I had this clown on the phone.
She's talking to her coworkers about you, though. That's for sure.
That's for sure.
Okay, well, yeah. I think she thought.
But she knows it's real because you gave, she had your name, right? You gave her your name. Yeah, she knows you got the
tickets. She knew it was real, and here's what I believe. She deals with the most boring job, having to take these phone calls all day. You were a breath of fresh air. Okay, you entertained her.
Well, think about most callers aren't as polite as you were, actually.
Probably.
Think about callers to there aren't very polite.
Right, so what I'm getting out of this from you two is she enjoyed me.
I'll say yes.
I'm not going to go that far.
Another pleased woman. Joe?
I'm not jumping on that.
Mark it up. Another one of the
mark it up. Another
column.
Notch.
All 5 and 5 is next. 2-9 the Hog. Before we get to 5 and 5, Mitch, there's some people that want to still bitch to Mitch about the tolls. Do you want to take a couple more calls before,
we
get to 5 and 5? All right. Hi, the Hog. Hello.
Hey, how's it going? Is this Bitch to Mitch?
Yeah.
Hey, so the best one that I always do to get out of a speeding ticket is I always just tell the officer, hey, I'm really sorry, didn't see that speed limit sign. There aren't really any speedway signs in Afghanistan. I'm not used to driving back stateside.
Oh, so you give him the armed forces thing.
Yeah, but you do it subtly. You don't just, flash your military ID. You kind of got to do it with a little bit of nuance.
And you might get a break anyway because you served, right?
Yeah.
But Mitch is not in the military.
I pulled over like 3 times.
Yeah, but if I lie about that, that's the worst thing.
don't lie about that.
I'd rather just be a German, a fake German, than a fake military guy.
Oh, that's great.
Thanks for the call, man.
Appreciate the call.
Hi, the Hog.
Hi, I'd like to bitch Mitch.
Yeah. Go ahead.
All right, so here's a tip for you. I drove my boss's car down through the tolls, forgot my iPad to put in the car. She got the letter saying that I blew through all the tolls. I called the Illinois Toll Company, told them, I'm so sorry, I have an account, I got a new car, here's the license plate, this is the account that it's under, wash the whole thing out, cost me 40 cents.
Oh, man. See, Bourne has got an iPass, right?
Yeah.
I wonder if I could have worked you in this somehow and got you in trouble.
Maybe. You took my
car? Isn't the iPass only good for
that vehicle?
For that vehicle?
You can pass them around.
You got, quote, a new vehicle, and then you just put that one on the account, and then they retro it back.
No, I could put your car on my account, and you could use my pass.
That's it. The car has to be listed on the
account.
But
I've loaned it to people that aren't on my account, and it's
okay.
Nothing. For they some don't care. Reason. They're getting their money either way. Yeah. They don't care.
Right. If
they don't care whose car it is.
If it's clicking.
Why are you loaning out your iPass? That's costing you money.
Yeah, but they'll probably pay you or buy you drinks.
They paid money. I did it once or twice a long time ago. I don't do it anymore.
I got you.
I stopped doing it.
Would you let me use your Bourne?
No. All right. So you're going to pay that ticket, Mitch?
I'm going to pay
it. Send
that
in? Is it due this week?
It's another black eye on my relationship with just another $110. I don't know why I have the troubles that I have. I honestly don't.
Mitch, I can tell you why, but you never want to listen. You make poor decisions. It's as simple as that. I tell my kids, make good decisions and good things happen to you.
Do you believe that I was aware of one of the tollways and the other? You don't believe it, Bourne?
I can't believe, Bourne, say otherwise, you're lying. There's no way I believe you drove through a toll booth back through the same toll booth, back through that same toll booth.
A month later.
And back through that same toll booth. 4 trips through the same toll booth without realizing there was a toll booth there. I will never buy that.
I think it's on my bad side. It's on my right side. I don't have good vision on that side.
Your kid was in the car with you. Hey, Dad, that was a toll booth.
Nick pointed out one of them to me.
Oh,
he did.
Well, it's clearly the same one because you missed it 4 times. Again, on two separate trips. It's not like a down and back one day thing.
Yeah.
Right. 2 trips, one in June, one in July.
But it just seems like it's too harsh. It seems like, why can't old Mitch get a break? That's what I'm, like, in this whole world.
Don't be the victim here.
No, I'm
not the victim here.
414-799-1029 to play 5 at 5.
Let's do that right now.
It sucks.